Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary Traveland, thank you very, very much. And thank you for tuning us in on this Sunday, a couple weeks before the Christmas week. Sunday that may see some weather changes. And we can talk about that this morning. In fact, I'll try to throw in a few weather tips as we go through the day. I also try to put that kind of information up on my Facebook page, and my name is spelled N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And my website also at neilsperry.com has archived what to do in case of extremes of Texas weather. I have found, by living in Texas all but five or six years of my life, that Texas has extreme weather. And so I have just left the tips archived there, because how you deal with an extreme cold spell doesn't change from one year to the next. And so if you're interested in looking at that at neilsperry.com, it's always available right off the homepage. And you'll be able to read what to do if it's extremely hot and dry. So that option's there for you, too. We just leave them there. But in the meanwhile, we're here to talk about the plants at your place. And to do that, it requires one thing. And that, well, it requires patience also, because you're going to have to be on hold for a couple minutes. But it requires a telephone call, and you have to initiate that. We don't make outgoing calls here. That wouldn't be too popular. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Lee Rize is running the boards, and Charlie Trudeau, Collin County Master Gardener, is screening for me today, and you are the third member of the team. Jerry Overton's doing the newscast, and I'm doing my part. So let me see if I've left anybody out of the major players. There we are. Give us a call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And all lines are open right now. This is the easiest time of the entire year to get through on the phones. Give us a call. Today, I'm going to be selling the pens that I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity's fall graduation will be this Thursday, so that's kind of exciting. And today at 1:30, my wife and I will be at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. And that's today, December 9, at 1:30, to sell pens that I have made in my workshop. Prices vary. All of the proceeds go to Serenity High in McKinney, the nation's only public high school that is for kids who have been successful at drug and alcohol rehab and then been advised not to go back to their home schools. There are 15 or so ISDs that partner with the McKinney Independent School District to allow their children to come, their students to come, if they meet the qualifications. And that's cool. Serenity High is 13 years old. In fact, it is the tenured recovery high school in America, and the only public recovery high school. There are about 30 recovery high schools, and 29 of them, or whatever the remainder of the subtraction answer is, all the rest of them are private schools. So that's cool. Now, let me tell you about some of the woods that I will have with me this afternoon, the pens. The Century Oak from Texas A&M. If you go to my Facebook page right now at Neil Sperry, you can see how I made one of the Century Oak pens last night. I put that up, and it's kind of interesting. I thought people might enjoy seeing that. The Battle Oaks on the UT campus. Live Oak. I have several pens made from a large live oak right beside Amon Carter Stadium on TCU's campus. An ash tree and a ginkgo from the SMU campus. Actually, these trees are no longer there because they were where the George Bush Library, Presidential Library, will be. The old main oak from Baylor. I found one more piece of a log and was able to get several pen blanks from it. Ohio State University, a oak from a library cart that I bought from the old main library on the campus. The treaty oak in Austin, the tree the man tried to kill. The grounds of the Alamo, the national champion mesquite. Goose Island live oak, the oldest tree in Texas. Molding from the Texas State Capitol, walnut from Gettysburg. I have wood given to me by Byron Nelson, beautiful mahogany. I have olive from Bethlehem. I have one or two pens left made from a Michael Young game-broken bat. He's meant a lot to the Rangers over the years. Now, supplies of all of these are limited, and at 1:30 today at Shades of Green Nursery, I will go through the complete list, and I encourage you to be there at 1:30. I have backups on most of these woods other than the Michael Young bat, and But I will have one or two or three of most of them. I bring a lot of Century Oak because it's my best seller. I'll be there at 1:30. I will stay there as long as there are customers. But it's better to be there at 1:30 because that's the only time I can go through the whole list. Takes a while. Takes 4 or 5 minutes to see all the different woods. 150 pens is what I'll bring to you. And I hope to see you at Shades of Green Nursery. And that is in Frisco on Coit Road, 2 miles north of Highway 121 and a couple of miles south of Main Street on Coit. So it's about halfway between. And then tomorrow, December 10 at 4 p.m., I'll be at Covington Nursery in Rowlett doing the same thing. 4 o'clock tomorrow at Covington's, and they are on the northbound service road of George Bush Turnpike, and that is just north of Lakeview Parkway, Highway 66 in Rowlett. I'll be there at 4. I'll stay as long as there are customers, but be there at 4 if you'd like me to go through the whole list for you. 4 o'clock tomorrow, December 10, Monday, at Covington Nursery in Rowlett. Today at 1:30 at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. Today's SPCA of Texas. The dogs are Charlotte and Cyrus, two beautiful German Shepherd mixes whose sweet personalities make them all the more precious. Charlotte and Cyrus are 8 years old. They came to the SPCA of Texas on October 31, and since these two have been siblings who have lived their whole lives together, it really would be best if they were adopted together. Sweet pups love to play and get along well with other dogs. They're beautiful. They send me photos of the dogs. And these are German Shepherds, and they are beautiful German Shepherds. They're 8 years old. Perfect dogs to curl up with on a nice cool afternoon. Come meet these sweeties today. You'll see why they just might be the perfect companions for you. You're going to be looking for Charlotte and Cyrus at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA. To see all of the adoptable animals, go to spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. All run together. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Charlotte and Cyrus have already been spayed and neutered. They've had all their age-appropriate vaccines. Bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet before you adopt a new dog. This cute couple, Charlotte and Cyrus, will be all shined up and waiting for their new forever owners to come meet them today. That's the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA at 8411 Stacy Road. That's Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer in southwest McKinney. Just barely east of Custer. If you're coming from Frisco, that's Main Street. Everything in Frisco today in my references seems to start at Main Street. So there you are. Just take Main Street, and when you cross Custer, turns in Stacy. The SPCA shelter is on the right, just a quarter of a mile. They're open noon to 6, 7 days a week, as is the Dallas shelter at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. SPCA.org is the website if you want more information. The report today is sponsored by Encore Electric Service. Before you trim your trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, you need to call Encore at 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors, and you can be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. A lot of times the power lines go through the tree and you may not be aware that they are there. Think about it before you even elevate a pruning tool of any kind. Think about where is the power on this property, and it needs to be to your back, way over there somewhere. If it seems to be kind of near these trees, trace it through very carefully, and that's when you call Encore at 888-313-6862. Now, if you see a tree that's making contact and you're seeing smoke or fire or sparks, you better call 911. When you see fire, you call 911. Kind of a, I think I'll file that little tip away. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, and you think, I wonder where the underground utilities are, that's when you call 811, give them a couple of business days, and they are very faithful about coming out and marking. They mark with flags and with marker paint, and you can tell. For more information, go to Encore.com. You need to be safe when you're around electricity. Encore.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very much. And a shout out to her husband, Jim, who had a little bit of, I hate to say routine surgery, because it's not routine if it's done to you at all, but nothing of long-lasting consequence. Well, we hope very good long-lasting consequence. Get well quickly. Let's start with our first call today, and this is going to be Hubert, line one in Ferris. Hubert, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I was telling you, Stringer, I've got a small piece of property up in southeastern Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do a lot of work around on the turf. It's all sand. Some of it's like sugar sand.
Okay.
Now, it'll grow. If you throw a toothpick out, it's liable to take root. You know, it's got right. Some good soil. But
how can I help you?
The sand burrs are killing me.
Ew. Well, that's a bad way to die, by sand burr.
Shoe strings in your property, you know, on your clothes, and you can't hardly get them off. And
I have a note that I keep close to my desk at times, although I'm trying to clean up my life right now in terms of clutter, but says raising children is like being pecked to death by a chicken or killed by sand burrs. The way that you control sand burrs is by preventing them initially. You cannot, we no longer have a control that you can use once they're there. And so what you have to do is go after next year's crop. Next year's crop is going to start from this year's seeds. The burrs that are out there right now will become the plants of tomorrow, of next year. And the critical thing, if these are in Oklahoma, the critical thing, it doesn't matter where you are, the critical thing is to put out a pre-emergent weed killer. It's going to be in granules. This is kind of, it's a granular product, but it kind of works like a flu shot does. You do it preventively. It's easier to prevent than to cure. Very same kind of comparison. And the timing is what's going to be critical. The products that are available to you are, the best couple are Halts and Dimension, Halts, and then Dimension, like the dimension of an area. And the timing in Oklahoma is going to be just slightly later than it would be for the Metroplex. You add a week for every 100 miles you go north. How far into Oklahoma are you talking about?
50 miles.
All right. Then I would say, yeah, I would say 160 miles.
Right, from Dallas.
All right. Then I would say that you're probably looking, and you ought to check with local nurseries there, but I think you're looking at March 15 to 20 in that area. In the Dallas area, we say between March 5 and 15. And okay. And so March 15 to 20, or whatever they tell you locally, and then 90 days later, you do it again. These products may be available in the national retailers, but a local independent retail garden center will be a wonderful source of really precise, localized advice.
Great. Okay. That sounds great to me.
You're on your way. Thank you, Hubert, very much. We'll come back. We have three calls waiting. Kevin in Decatur with tomato leaves. Are they poisonous? We'll talk about that in just a second. Let me share with you Neil Sperry's 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. I got my first post on Facebook. Neil, calendar just arrived. It's wonderful, or something to that effect. And you know what really made me joyous? It wasn't so much that the gentleman was kind enough to tell me he really liked the calendar. I hoped and kind of knew that would be a reaction for most people. And I'm sorry that sounds a little arrogant, and I certainly didn't mean it that way. What made me feel good was, good, they're there, they're arriving now. So when people call and say, when am I going to get my calendar, I can say, it's out of my control. It's in the U.S. mail system. The calendar is beautiful, and it has more than 10,000 words down at the bottom of the grid page of each month. It tells you what you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray in your landscape and garden in that month. Beautiful calendar. My 30th annual, my commitment was that we would make this the prettiest calendar that I've ever done. I saved my very best photographs for it, and I think it is the best calendar we've put out to date. You get the calendar at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features the finest garden writers in Texas. Every word of all of this is written just for Texas. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, and the price that you pay is $38.95. And it makes a great Christmas gift. If you're interested in giving it for Christmas, let our staff know when you call the office this morning, and they can handle that and get it there in plenty of time. My 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, 10,000 words of when to do all the important tasks, and a full year new or renewal to our magazine. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, just $38.95. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call 800-752-4769. Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Half Price Books, your holiday shopping store. Every one of the Half Price bookstores is transformed into a holiday treasure chest. They're filled with things thoughtful for people on your list. I love going to Half Price Books at any time, and especially during the holiday seasons. Get your holiday party started with a wide variety of cookbooks. How about the topic, how to cook a turkey? And the other trimmings to Better Homes and Gardens' Very Merry Christmas Cookies and about a million other cookbooks. These stores have everything. Take a look at the rare and collectible books as well. That's where I've done a lot of my Christmas shopping. There's no telling what you'll find if you're not sure what to get that special person on your list. A $25 gift card works well, and then you get a $5 gift card back, a bonus card for you. You get a gift for buying a gift. How about that? Helpful staff, great people who enjoy reading and who want to help you. Best of all, almost everything is half the publisher's price or less. But it goes for books. It also goes for music and movies as well. And it works both ways. If you have books, movies, or music that you've already enjoyed, share them with others. I have 4 boxes of books I'm about to take to our local Half Price Books. I've done it before. I'm going to do it again. It works so smoothly. Since 1972, your local hometown company, now they're national. 115 stores in 16 states, 20 stores right here in the Metroplex. Treat yourself today. You got lots of time today. Stop in at Half Price Books. Better yet, shop at 2 or 3 of them. The books are half price. The excitement comes free. HPB.com. Half Price Books.
If you enjoy my program, it would mean a lot to me if you'd let our advertisers know. It's sponsors like Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888, on the web, covingtonnursery.com, and Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, on the web, norwayirrigation.com, that's Norway Irrigation.
Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis. They specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. This is a terrible disorder. It can be mild or it can be major, and when it's major, it really is life-altering. They can make a difference. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries in extreme cases. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing. They determine which treatment options are best for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, where miracles happen. That's the northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. If you'd like more information, call 888-781-5558. That's 888-781-5558, or go online at thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. Thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. 1-888-781-5558. Thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. We have a call coming up in a couple of calls, how to prepare for buffalo grass planting. Mindy and Carrollton. Mindy, please, I hope you have a couple of minutes to wait on me. We need to visit. Kevin Indicator comes first. Kevin, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Neil. I'm just always heard.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to be quiet.
Okay. I've just always heard from the old timers in my life that the potato or tomato vines and plants are poisonous and to keep the cows and horses out of the garden because it will kill them. Is that true?
I don't know if it'll kill livestock, but they are toxic. And
they are.
Yeah, they are in a family, plant family. My father was a range ecologist, had a PhD in botany from the University of Nebraska, and then spent his entire professional career in Texas. And my dad always used, you know, it's like the phrase emergency appendectomy. I'm not sure there is one that is not an emergency. In this case, it's the deadly nightshade family. These plants are members of the deadly nightshade family. I always used always heard the word deadly when he referred to the nightshade family. A lot of the really toxic wild plants to livestock are in that plant family. So we don't want to eat tomato leaves. I was wondering why you were thinking about doing that, and I can understand livestock. Yeah, you need to keep livestock away from them.
Yeah, he's always sworn he's lost calves in the past before because they've gotten into the garden and eaten the plants, you know.
Right.
And then, if I can, another quick question. I planted some elephant bushes back in September, and this cold snap coming up. If they're covered properly, will they survive 20-degree weather?
Are you talking about elephant ears with the large leaves?
No, the succulent elephant bushes.
Okay, I've raised a lot of succulents, and I'm trying to think what an elephant bush is. Is this the thing with the really odd pedestal?
Yeah, they're thick, woody stems, small, round leaves.
All right. You know what? Let me get into the news break in a few minutes and see what that plant is, because it's ringing a bell, but not much of one. I have a greenhouse that's 60 feet long, and one half of it is full of succulents, and that one is just not ringing a bell. Let me see what I can find.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, most succulents, I will tell you that most succulents are not winter hardy. Some of the sempervivums are, some of the crassulas are, but most of them are not. And so I'd be very cautious, but let me see what I can find. That's my short answer. I'll give you a good long answer later.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you. All right. I'm going to keep us on track on time here. That just seems like a good old year's resolution here. Let's see if I can finish the year out doing that once in a while. So having said that, let me tell you right now about AgPower, the John Deere dealership at 3501 North Central Expressway in McKinney. Don't be driving up Central and looking for street numbers. Let me tell you where they are. They're about half a mile north of 380 on Central Expressway. They are on the southbound side, on the west side. And let me tell you why you want to go there. This is an incredible facility. It's incredible. AgPower, John Deere dealer since 1972, and they're between Wilmoth and Bloomdale Roads. If you want a combine that will do 1,000 acres, they have it. If you want a combine that's 2 inches wide for a 3-year-old grandchild, they have it. And they have everything in between. All kinds of John Deere, Steel, and Honda brands. John Deere lawn and garden equipment, commercial grade and homeowner grade. Steel power equipment from residential line trimmers, edgers, hedge trimmers, and much more. And things used by commercial landscapes and arborists. Maybe you want to use what the pros use because you know what? They want comfort. They want ease and quickness. Honda power equipment, mowers capable of mulching and bagging leaves or grass, and all the way to generators and pumps. They have it all. Any place that has the $300,000 or $400,000 combines is going to, and then also has toys. I'm sorry. I try not to get into the toys too early in their ad because I could go 8 minutes talking about the toy department. I'll be out there, and every year I buy Joseph, and now it will be also Nolan, our little youngest grandson. I'll be buying a ton of John Deere toys. They are the coolest things. You got to see it. There's something for everybody at Ag Power John Deere. Everybody. 17,000 square foot showroom. Really friendly people. 8 acres of equipment, 3501 North Central, and let me also give you the cross streets, Wilmoth and Bloomdale. They're between Wilmoth and Bloomdale. Open 6 days a week, ag-power.com. Ag Power, John Deere in McKinney.
The first local news of the hour, every hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right, Ag Power in McKinney is a sponsor of our home landscape school. That will be coming up on Saturday, January 26th, and I'm really proud to have them as a sponsor. So that's another reason you need to go out to Ag Power and say, Neil just went on and on. It was like the Ag Power program today. It's our all-new home landscape school for 2013. We've done this for 18 years, but this is the first year that I will teach as much as I'm going to teach, and Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens will join me, as will Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum. We will teach you the principles of good landscape design in this all-day class in Plano, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color for your garden, terrific turf grass, how to have effective entries in front gardens and fun patios and backyards. Our goal is to teach you how to design to scale, how to draw a landscape plan to scale. And to that end, we will give you a one-on-one consultation 2 weeks later, either Saturday, February 9 or Sunday, February 10 in North Dallas, actually at North Haven Gardens. We'll give you a consultation with a landscaping professional, someone we've hired and brought into that location to work with you for 30 minutes to finish your landscape plan. So you can go home with a finished plan, ready to do your project, and with the knowledge of how to design additional projects in the future. The all-day session is Saturday, January 26th at the Plano Center. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people. You must pre-register. Seating is limited, and you need to call right now. Same number you call for the magazine and calendar offer, and that is 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today, 800-752-4769. Right now, it's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Hello, Jerry Overton.
Good morning, Neil. We've got 65 degrees now at 8:30. Cowboys not talking about this weekend's tragedy. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. We're looking for sunny skies by this afternoon. And then a cold front starts to come through. It could bring with it some trace amounts of rain as showers and thunderstorms pop up, mainly to the east of DFW this afternoon. Look for the high to be 70 before the front gets here. It's going to fall into the 50s by around sundown and then head further down overnight with strong winds out of the north, 30 miles per hour or more. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with some sprinkles. A low of 32 will be down to near 20 by overnight, Monday night into Tuesday morning, and the high tomorrow, only 40 degrees. Right now, cloudy skies throughout the area, 65 degrees. Now check the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
I-45 southbound at I-20. The right lane is blocked by a collision. And downtown Dallas, many participating this morning in the Dallas Marathon right now. That is affecting Commerce Street, Singleton Boulevard across the Trinity, and Main Street downtown. This report brought to you by Chevrolet. This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals. Drive home the EPA estimated 42 miles per gallon Highway Cruise Eco, or get more seating in the comfortable and roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So come in now for a great deal during Chevy's calendar year-end event. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman Josh Brent facing an intoxication manslaughter charge after a one-vehicle accident killed linebacker Jerry Brown, member of the team's practice squad. ESPN's Calvin Watkins says the team's mood is somber today, and Members are not talking until after today's game with Cincinnati.
When the team landed here at the hotel here at Cincinnati, somber moods, very businesslike. Fans are yelling at players as they walked in. Players didn't make any eye contact except for Jason Witten. We were told no players or coaches would be made available to the media until after the game on Sunday.
And Brent's had a prior arrest for DUI, was convicted. Senator John McCain says the Navy's going to stay put in Bahrain. McCain is there for a security conference. An Arab Spring-inspired uprising has rocked the tiny kingdom, but McCain says U.S. has too much invested in Bahrain to consider shifting the Navy's Fifth Fleet elsewhere. Again, looking for a high today of 70. It is 65 degrees from the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. Now let's get back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Every time there's a plane crash, we hear about the infamous black box. Coming up on the Monday Morning Ben Ferguson Show, there is now a move and a push to put that same black box in your car. And the government could look at it pretty much any time there was an accident or speeding or whenever they want to. Is this way too much Big Brother? We'll talk about it coming up on the Monday Morning Ben Ferguson Show from 9 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 820 a.m. and 96.7 FM WBAP.
The Vocal Majority, America's premier pops chorus, presents A Christmas at the South Pole.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Find out what happens when Santa Claus gets a new GPS and gets lost at the South Pole. Surrounded by the award-winning Vocal Majority chorus, dressed as penguins. It's a fun, laugh-filled show the whole family will love, combining beautiful music, wonderful staging, Santa Claus with some elves, and 100-plus penguins. The Vocal Majority in A Christmas at the South Pole for a limited five-show engagement at the Iceman Center in Richardson, Thursday through Sunday, December 13th through the 16th, including two matinees. Tickets are priced from $10 to $43. These shows always sell out, so order your tickets now at vocalmajority.com or at the Iceman Center ticket office at 972-744-4650. The Vocal Majority in concert. Order now at vocalmajority.com.
As my friend Nick Alexander, who has produced that wonderful and inspiring invitation, and I hope that you will go to vocalmajority.com, and more than that, I hope you'll go to the concert. It's always fabulous. Our office staff is going, and I hope you'll follow our lead because it is fabulous. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean. I have to begin by telling you, and I hope that James Smith will forgive me, our new carpet, our new floors at our office have been installed by Dalworth Fine Floors, a part of Dalworth Clean, and they are glorious. They are absolutely glorious. We've been doing some remodeling, and I just needed to get everything cleaned up and ready, and I just had to pledge a couple of weeks to get everything ready, and so they went in over the weekend and Monday, and oh, they're beautiful. Well, that's what you can do by contacting Dalworth Fine Floors. In fact, they'll come to your home with their Shop at Home van, and they have every kind of floor. It's not just carpet. It's hardwood. It's stone. It's whatever you want. Dalworth Fine Floors. Their showroom is 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, and the specific phone number there is 817-520-1400. Did I say that they're glorious? Oh. Now, let me tell you about Dalworth Clean, because that's actually what my ad is supposed to be about, and that is the company that does deep down Dalworth cleaning. It began as a carpet cleaning company 38 years ago. I've been doing ads for them for 32 years. They do much more than just clean carpet. They clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. And right now, pay only $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. It's your local area code, then 267-8433, Dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Travelin, very much. Mary is with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the water, garden, and pond supply people. Quick message that today at 1:30, I'll be at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco selling pens as my fundraiser for Serenity High. 1:30 today. I'll stay there as long as there are customers. 1:30, and Shades of Green is halfway between Main Street and Highway 121, 2 miles north of 121 on Coit Road in Frisco, Shades of Green Nursery. Tomorrow afternoon at 4, I'll be at Covington Nursery in Rowlett, and I'll be there as long as there are customers. Covington's is on the northbound service road of George Bush Turnpike, and it used to be Liberty Grove Road, just north of Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway. I'll be there at 4 tomorrow at Covington's in Rowlett and at Shades of Green today at 1:30. Have about 150 different woods. I gave you a long list of them earlier this hour. You can see more about them on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry or on my website, neilsperry.com. Let's go to Margaret in Waxahachie. Margaret, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My husband and I planted a Japanese maple about 31 years ago when we first got married.
Mm-hmm.
And he's recently passed away, and I'm selling the house. And I wanted to know, it's in Duncanville, and there's white rock there just under the surface. But is there a possibility that I could dig that tree up and have it moved?
There's a possibility. It is a pretty big risk because the root system will be, it probably would surprise you in how the root system would look if you could just suddenly take everything else away and there's the root systems left out there in thin air. It probably is very spider-like going hither and yon trying to find cracks in the white rock. I know how shallow the soils are in Duncanville. You drive 20, isn't it, that goes west, and you can see the shelf of white rock. One thing that you might be able to do, I don't know if I couldn't do this, but a good budder or grafter could take a Japanese maple, a small Japanese maple, and graft in the spring, graft from your tree onto that other tree, and you could carry a part of the top growth with you. That might be a safer thing to do. That's a long shot, I know, but all Japanese maples are grafted. And so, you know who I would contact, and I don't know these folks personally, but I'll tell you exactly who I would contact, not to move it, but to ask, if there's a way to get it grafted. And if they know anybody who would do that, the, nursery called Metro Maples, metromaples.com. They're in the Arlington area. I think they may be in Dow Worthington Gardens or Pantigua or somewhere in that area. I don't remember exactly, but Metro Maples, and see if they can help you. They're there part of the time. They're there primarily weekends, I think. That's a start. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult on the tree. I'll be very honest. I now become the advocate for your tree.
Okay.
So maybe get a photo of yourself standing alongside it as your memory. But it would be sad if you tried to move it and it didn't make it. It'll cost you a lot of money to move it.
Okay. Listen, thank you so very much.
All right. Good luck with it. And I'm glad you called. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mindy in Carrollton. And by the way, I don't have any calls lined up. I haven't given the number in half an hour. That might be a good plan for Neil. Always give your number if you're a talk show host, and that's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Mindy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey,
thanks.
Neil, I've listened to your show for years, and I just love you.
Thank you very much.
I bought a home last year in Carrollton, Texas, and there's an engineered creek that runs through the middle of my backyard. Anyway, I've got the side that's on the opposing from the house. I would like to convert and put buffalo grass on that sloping hill. And I didn't know if there was anything that I should do right now to prepare for putting buffalo grass in over there, or is there a better grass that I should use that would be better for where we live?
Are you going to be mowing this occasionally as turf, or is it going to be left as a really rough area?
My goal is to not have to mow that area.
All right. And buffalo grass might have a chance there. I'm going to send you two places. I could send you to 150 places where they have tried buffalo grass as turf grass and had Bermuda invade it and just take over and replace it. And that's the reason when people think about using it as a lawn grass, I really kind of either discourage them or I tell them you better do a whole lot of homework before you commit. Now, this is for turf because of the Bermuda invasion potential. It's just a real problem. Now, in the case of buffalo grass that is not mowed, I can tell you two places that really come to mind in a hurry that are publicly visible where that's been done. One of them is at the Shops at Legacy on Park. Oh, it's on Legacy. That's why it's Shops at Legacy. At the tollway, they have buffalo grass on the north side there around their longhorns. And I haven't looked at it for a year or two, but I have not seen Bermuda grass invading it. They let it go to 5 or 6 inches. Of course, in the winter, it's completely brown. It would be a fire hazard in that respect. That's one of the problems I have with the ornamental grasses is they're fire hazards. And then the other place that I've seen buffalo grass used is at a fire station on McDermott in Allen, a couple miles west of Central. I don't know exactly where it is there, but there aren't many fire stations on McDermott west of Central. And so, you know, it would be easy enough to talk to those two organizations, probably harder to track down the folks at the Shops at Legacy. But you could see if you like that. If you're going to prepare soil for buffalo grass to plant it, you have to get the Bermuda out. And so spraying with a glyphosate, such as the original Roundup, that is just a glyphosate product, does not have any other weed killer mixed with it, would get rid of the Bermuda grass. That spray would have to go on the last part of April. The best time to plant buffalo grass would be May. And no, you do not want to do anything between now and April because you don't want erosion.
Right.
And
exactly.
That's what would happen if it ever rained and if you had that ground bare. So just sit tight over the winter. Yeah.
So kill it in April and plant in May. And how much time between the Roundup and the planting?
Well, that's the advantage of using the original Roundup that has no other weed killers. The glyphosate materials are inactivated when they touch the soil. If you didn't need to let it have 10 or 15 days to kill the Bermuda, if it didn't need that time to kill the Bermuda, you could plant an hour later. But you don't want to till the soil until the Bermuda is completely dead. So couple weeks is fine, but you're not waiting on the glyphosate to go away. You're waiting on the Bermuda to go away.
To die. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Thank you.
That's a long and different answer.
Shop the Legacy is really close, so I'll run up there and look.
Yeah, go look at it. It's on the north side, just right by the tollway, and they have a long corridor there. We always park alongside that. We have a couple restaurants we go to there, and we always park near that.
I never noticed that before. Okay, thank you.
All righty, see you. Bye-bye. All right, here is how my last suggestion that you call now did. Zero. I didn't get a call. Charlie Trudeau is in there taking a nap. Come on, my screener needs a call. He hadn't had a call in now they're popping in. I see. All right, he's just said, Gin Rummy, it looks like I have one call ahead of you. Please call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine features outstanding garden writers from all over Texas. We've been doing our magazine for 27 years, and it's been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. What is a regional gardening magazine? Yeah, you know, really, every magazine that does gardening ought to be, because gardening doesn't apply to every state. It's hard enough to write just for the state of Texas, which is what we do. What applies in the Panhandle might be a little different than what applies in Brownsville, you think? And so as a result, we are very careful in what we put in. I proofread every word, and we have only the best garden writers in our magazine. All right, that's our magazine. That's part of the offer I'm about to make to you. If you've never seen our magazine, it's not on the newsstands, but your satisfaction is always guaranteed with anything I sell you. All right, that's the magazine. With the magazine, if you buy it today, you can save one-third on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. They are starting to arrive. They've all been shipped for people who have already ordered. This is the calendar with more than 10,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. And because it is a milestone, I wanted to make it the prettiest one that we've ever published. I know you'll like it. And here it comes. You just need to pick up the phone, give us a call. Save one-third. $38.95 is the total price. 10,000 words to save you a lot of costly mistakes when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. My best photos that I've taken in the last 18 months are in the calendar and the full year of the magazine. $38.95, 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. Great Christmas gift. Let us know. We'll be happy to send it to someone else as well. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Hurry, Shades of Green's annual tree sale will end December 31st with savings up to 30% off on guaranteed prices. Choose from their incredible selection of trees, including Chinese pistache, Shantung maples, lacy oaks, Mexican buckeye, rough-leaf dogwoods, Eve's necklace, rusty black haw viburnum, possum haw hollies, live oaks, red oaks, burr oaks, chinquapin oaks, various hollies and crepe myrtles, as well as many other well-adapted varieties. Remember, the best time to plant a tree was yesterday. The second best time is now. Make Shades of Green your one-stop shop for all of your holiday needs. No stress shopping for your favorite gardener, and fresh, beautiful poinsettias have just arrived. With over 7 acres of well-adapted plants from perennials to trees, Shades of Green really is the right place for the right plant, all in a unique country setting. Many are locally grown on their own farm, so they can always offer you the right plant. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you have interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have 2 meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a time,
serenity. That is the sweet girl that I have enjoyed interviewing, as she said, twice. And that's the precise reason people like that, young men and women like that, that I love turning the pens that I make. I'll have my pens sale with all of the proceeds going to Serenity High this afternoon at 1:30 at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco, and tomorrow at 4 at Covington Nursery in Rowlett. And I know I'm head-to-head with the Cowboys today. Doesn't scare me a bit. People are so nice to come out and support the kids at Serenity High. My wife and I will be there at Shades of Green at 1:30 today, and I'll go through the list of woods next hour. By the way, elephant cactus a minute ago, or elephant bush, I knew it, and I couldn't place it, and the reason is I don't like the plant. Portulacaria. Portulacaria looks like a little miniature jade plant. I've tried it several times. I can't keep it going very long. It is absolutely not winter hardy, to my caller from about 15 minutes ago, so I'm sorry it took me a little while to get there. I'll tell you about Whiz-Q Stone right now. You've heard me talk about the experts at Whiz-Q Stone. They are leaders in the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. Now for the Christmas holidays, Whiz-Q Stone has Christmas lights, and the lights are spectacular, like the Christmas displays in downtown Fort Worth and Chesapeake Plaza. Now, these lights are there ready for you. They do not install, but they can refer you to people who do install. Fully customize your Christmas decor this season with professional-grade, top-quality Christmas lights, LED and traditional light strands, 25 feet up to 1,000-foot rolls. Retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LEDs. They have 10 colors and many styles. Stakes and clips for easy installation. They also have contractor-grade greenery, such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands, and noticeable difference in the quality when you compare it with other outdoor Christmas lighting you might find at some of the national retailers. What is available to you at Whiz-Q Stone is made to last. It is made to be put up by the commercial people, and you can buy it directly from them. Whiz-Q Stone will be open tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays. Leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now Christmas lights. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South, 22-acre stone yard and Christmas light yard. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. The phone number is 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com. Ron and Joshua, this is Neil Sperry. Good morning. All right, he just dropped. Sean in Saltillo, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How may I help?
The ginkgo tree.
Uh-huh.
I'm in East Texas, and I've got about 18 inches at the most, 24 inches of topsoil. Then it turns into clay.
All right.
And I'm wondering how large a tree. I lost an oak in my front yard that I'd bought about 12 years ago, and I don't know what happened to it. I thought it was lightning. But anyway, I was just wondering this clay and everything here. And one other question was how well would it do there?
It will do famously for you in that soil. You're Hopkins County, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll do very, very well. The farther east you go in Texas, the better ginkgos grow. I have two of them at my home in Collin County. I will tell you, they are not fast-growing trees. When we talk about the trash trees that grow 100 miles an hour, and I try to talk you out of those, I say, well, if you go with live oaks or cedar elms or pecans or Chinese pistachio and the other oaks, those are 45 mile an hour trees. Those are good medium growing trees. Ginkgos are 30 mile an hour trees. They are slower growing. They're beautiful trees. I love them, but don't expect them to make a big shade tree in a hurry.
You need to
be triply sure that you get a grafted male variety, because you don't want to have a female one that will bear fruit. You have to get the grafted types from a retail nursery.
One quick other question, and I'll hang up. You mentioned a while ago that all Japanese maples are grafted.
That's a good point. That's not true. That's not true at all. The Acer palmatum, the green one that gets 25 feet tall and wide, is the original species. All the rest of them are grafted, usually to that.
Oh, okay. They're really pretty.
Aren't they pretty? Any of the red-leafed ones are grafted. Any of the really thread-leafed ones are grafted. Just Acer palmatum, the original species, is not.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right, we have Caroline in Ferris, Gayla in Weatherford, and Mary in Arlington coming up right after the news. We're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things. We have two more hours of our program. I hope you'll stay tuned. I'm Neil Sperry, and we will be right back.